1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere, FM 105.5. WGCH New Center time is 8:21. Third Thursday of the month means our Greenwich Real Estate Report, joined by Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe, 2020 GAR President John McAtee. Good morning, Stacy. Good morning, John. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Tony.
All right, we've got a report for January. Stacy, how did we start 2020? Better than 2019, at least, to start?
We're off to a better start in 2020 than we were in 2019. The overall single-family sales for Greenwich were 38 units as opposed to 27 in the January of 2019. Those came in with a median sale price of just over 1.9 million, down from 2 million. So very insignificant decrease. The average days on market for single family homes was 212 days for this January, as opposed to 241 last January. So also trending in the right direction. Condos and co-ops, we saw 13 closings as opposed to 12 the year prior. The median sale price is up slightly to $815,000 from $688,000. And the days on market increased slightly for condos and co-ops to 201 from 150. So.
Mm-hmm. All right, John, let's get a little analysis from you. Things are up from last year, but as we talked about, it was a very slow start to 2019. So kind of where does this sit in a context of the last few years, not just from last year to this year?
Well, I think it's very important. I mean, the momentum going into 2019 was dreadful and affected the first quarter as a whole. And the last three quarters were fairly stable. So this December going to 2020, I mean, the economy overall is very stable. The underlying metrics for real estate are sound. And as Stacy said, the numbers for January were off to a good start. It's hard to look at any one month, and certainly when we're comparing it to January of 2019, you know, where is the predictor? But we were up significantly. I mean, consistent with the 38 transactions being up 40% from last January, dollar volume was up 40% as well at $87 million. And if you look at a running average for the last 8 years for the month of January, we are up about 15%. So it is a very strong January by all accounts. And we're encouraged by that. And in particular, if we look at areas, Greenwich proper really did significantly well. Of the 38 transactions, 25 were in Greenwich, and that really, you know, accounted for the entire increase of the market for January. But even diving a little bit further, in Greenwich, we really look at three general areas. We look at the backcountry north of the Parkway. We look at south of the Parkway down to the Post Road and south of the Post Road. And though north of the Parkway outperformed last year, which was great. It was fairly consistent. And south of the Post Road, Byram through Belhaven, was consistent. It was south of the Parkway that had extraordinary numbers for January. There were 17 transactions, and that's compared to five last year. But to put it in that context of how bad the quarter was, that's roughly the same number of transactions in that portion of town as we had through the entire first quarter of 2019.
Wow. Oh, okay. So looking great by comparison then.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, was it, how much does weather have an impact? I mean, it's been a mild winter. It had one snowstorm, sort of. Any reason that that's been a factor, Stacy?
If anything, it helps with open house weekends and open house showings. You know, people are more inclined to get outside and go see some homes when they don't have to worry about snow or frigid temperatures. And we've been really lucky. This past weekend was gorgeous. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's no question that a mild winter starts the spring market earlier, and people get out as early as January, weather pending. We've had very mild January. So people are out. We are sensing that activity in terms of showings is up. Inventory is roughly the same. We had the exact same number of new listings for January this year as we did last year. But the market still is responding to the underlying economics. We talked last year at length about the number of price reductions. And last year in 2019, we doubled the number of price reductions than we did in all of 2018. And that was fairly consistent with January. So there were 76 new listings that came on the market in January, and there were 75 properties that had price adjustments. So it's all about competitive pricing, and people are heeding that.
All right, getting the, you know, instead of trying to overprice things, right, they're getting, okay. All right, now, you know, what you mentioned kind of stability with economics and things. I mean, we are heading into a presidential election year now. Things are heating up there. We've got, you know, the legislative session's underway. Anything there on the horizon that could impact the market?
Well, I think in any election cycle, the unknown tends to have people to push a pause button. And so even when economies are strong, you know, typically there'll be a slowdown. Now, maybe it just delays it to the fourth quarter after the outcome and what is known becomes apparent. I think that depending on who the candidates are going to be will also affect the continuation of this momentum that we expect in the first half of the year or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
And then when you look at, we have the legislative session in Connecticut going on. We work really closely with our counterpart or our state association in Hartford, and they come to the table and help support bills that are good for business and good for property rights. So things like, I think there are a couple of things on the table, like repealing the estate and gift taxes. Like, that's something that would be really good for Connecticut and help keep people in the state. Those are the types of things that we're getting behind and getting involved in. You may have also heard that there is a mansion tax that is going to be enacted in July of this year. That's something that we're really strongly hoping that can come off of the table before it gets into place. So that's one of the things that we're working on with our state association, especially the mansion tax, given that it affects directly our area, given the price point that it comes in at and the property values here. So that's, you know, those are the types of things that will definitely affect our market. If there's additional taxes on properties in certain price ranges where we bear most of that burden, we're going to feel that. Mm-hmm. And sellers will feel that. And it's something to consider in terms of how quickly the market will continue to move.
Well, they've been trying to repeal the estate tax for how many years now? That's going to happen?
I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
There's definitely support for it. Yeah.
Maybe in exchange for the mansion tax coming in then, right?
We'll see.
We'll see what happens.
And also on the local level, you know, as we are going into 2020, which is a revaluation of property values townwide, that's going to be something that people are really going to monitor. That'll be determined by the new grand list in October of this year. Right now, people have an opportunity to appeal the new grand list if they so choose to. I think today is actually the last day to file an application for the Board of Appeals of Assessment.
PSA, yeah.
So keep that in mind, but we'll certainly be monitoring that as well in the overall town budget and how that affects real estate and taxes as well.
All right, great. That's John McAtee, 2020, President, Greenwich Association of Realtors, Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe. Thanks very much for coming in. Look forward
to
March.
Thank you. Good to see you.
WGCH Newsletter Time is 8:29.